to Japan now, where containment of those nuclear troubles at the Fukushima Daiichi complex continue to elude engineers. Workers at the troubled nuclear plant are trying to use massive amounts of water to cool the areas of the reactor that still don't have any systematic cooling process. The water, of course, leaking, we've been hearing all week long, but perhaps the leak has been contained for now, but other problems continue at the plant. Ken Belson joins us, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, live from Tokyo. Ken, what's the update this morning? Some good news and bad news?
Yes, a little of both. The good news is they stopped the leak of highly radiated water that was spewing straight into the ocean. That started over the weekend, and so that's 4+ days it took them to plug that leak. But the bad news is they are now suggesting that they need to inject nitrogen into one of the reactors to head off a potential explosion of hydrogen, which are the kinds of explosions that happened at the beginning of this crisis.
And, you know, we heard earlier this week some suggestion, and I can't remember where it came from, possibly the Japanese government, that the utility TEPCO attempt to wrap the entire mess there, the Daiichi complex, in some new metal containment structure that I couldn't actually envision. Who floated that idea?
I don't know where that started. It's not a bad idea, but we're very far away from that. I mean, the material and particularly in the spent fuel pools, which are very exposed, is extremely volatile, and still most of the heat's come out of it. But it still normally would take years to cool down with normal cooling equipment. They don't even have the normal cooling equipment. So basically, it's a nice idea, but everything is still too hot to handle.
And, of course, the engineering notion of a containment is a way of sequestering a nuclear facility off from the rest of the biosphere. And as time goes on, it's becoming increasingly clear that this Fukushima contamination is making its way into the food chain and the aquifers. What do we know this morning?
Well, the readings were very high, announced yesterday that it's now into some of the smaller fish. They found very high levels of radiation, and so they have now instituted a standard for fish that now matches vegetables, which is a reasonably high standard, too. Of course, the fish is a little more complicated because it's a very big ocean and the radioactive material disperses. So I'm not sure whether all fish will be vulnerable in this way, but it's nice that they have the standard in place to judge anyway, and it was something they didn't have before.
Now, some of us possibly unfairly this week were suggesting that to put the standard in after this disaster is a little bit of the cart before the horse, but let's describe for a minute the difference between the fish standard that you just described, the complexity of. There's also a standard for a legal limit of radiation just for seawater alone, and you've already mentioned that there's a standard that pre-exists this disaster for vegetables. Can you just sort of lay out what the seawater limit is versus what the fish limit is?
Well, seawater is complicated in the sense that you have to either test the seawater and try and figure out where it came from. In other words, was it airborne radioactive materials that dropped on the water,
right,
or something that was in the water, as we've seen in the last few days, straight from the plant? Obviously, the ocean is a lot bigger and is able to absorb radioactive materials and disperse it. So the standard for vegetables is going to be a lot higher because it's directly consumed by humans. And so we've got now a long list of towns are in and around the facility and in the prefectures around there where shipments of certain vegetables have stopped altogether. And that's, raised suspicions about other quality of food. And the government's been very sort of diligent about issuing piles of statistics about radioactive readings in prefecture by prefecture. And most of the prefectures are still quite low, but they have found higher concentrations in prefectures now further away.
Wow.
And that's raising alarms that, and I should say further away and closer to where I sit in Tokyo.
Indeed.
So it's not as if this problem is getting is going away.
You
it's
and just
here.
35 million of your closest friends there in Japan. Ken Belson, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Before we go, we talked standards and numbers. How are people feeling about all this as time goes on?
Sure. I think in general, the mood is cautious. People have sort of hunkered down a little bit. It's part of how everybody operates here. Nobody wants to be looked at as being standing out. So from that perspective, I think the economy is going to slow as a consequence of all that.
All right, Ken Belson, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, reporting live from Tokyo, where there is a report that some of the radioactive water that had been leaking into the ocean has been contained by some steps that engineers took, but also alarming reports that the radiation is being found farther and farther afield from the Fukushima Daiichi complex. Ken Belson, thanks as always.
Thanks. Pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.